Hey guys, and welcome back to the Natural Budgeting Beauty Podcast. So in this series, guys, we're going to talk about business. What is it like to be an entrepreneur? How to run a business? How to start a business, I will say. The ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly. Because I really just want to share this knowledge for people out there that really, truly are really, you know, first time starting a business, that wants to start a business, that, you know, want to know the really reality of it. Because I mean, we see it on Instagram, YouTube, all these people, oh my god, I'm sold out, all these things, like, and we just see all the glamour of it, and we don't really see like the behind the scenes, the real struggles, which just is a lot of struggles and ups and downs and challenges. And then also me doing this series is definitely going to help me in a sense, because I really don't have any friends or family that I can really talk to about my business and understand it. Like, I can talk to my friends and family, my husband, things like that, about the business, but like for them to really understand what I'm going through. And I know what you're going to say. Okay, you need to go out there, network. I know. We're working on it, okay? Baby steps. But as the series go on, you'll start to understand where I'm coming from and understand anyone that can help. So that's all I do, is just there to help you and help me. All right, so I've realized that I haven't introduced myself probably since my first episode. So if this is your first time coming to these episodes, my name is Alex, and I am the owner of Natural Budget and Beauty and the founder of this podcast, which, yes, it's named after my business. They came at the same time. So I know. I guess you want to know a little bit about me. Like I said, I'm the owner. Business owner, entrepreneurs. I've always worked in retail. I mean, I still work in it, but I've always been a manager, worked in customer service, that kind of thing for many years. Just within 2021. Yeah, the beginning of 2021, I decided to make a huge career change / life change and step down from being a manager and give up my manager life. Okay. Of doing that and my last company, which I'm currently still there, but for almost 9 years. And like I said, I have been a manager probably like 15 years, but well, not 15, close to it, not there. I'm not that old yet. So, and decided, because I wanted to focus on my business, focus on other things, you know, in the near future. Me and my husband, we do want to start a family. So that's just kind of that. I just got to a point where I just wanted more in my life, and I wanted to work on other streams of incomes and things like that, which I really believe is very important. It's not a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. So just really want to focus on that. So I would definitely say it has been a challenge with that. But so that's just a little bit about me. So in this first episode of the business series, we're gonna talk about, I guess, some of the challenges and struggles that, and the realities that new entrepreneurs and business owners might face. So I think the biggest thing is mindset, and really getting to understand that mindset of like, this is what you're doing, this is who you are now, this is what you're going to be, this is who you want to be, who you're going to become. And just really understanding, like, you can do this. And you have to really bet on yourself and believe in yourself. I know there's this new trend that I see. I'm not remember the person who started the video, who actually came and she kind of went viral for it, about being delusional in your business. And I'm starting to realize that you really have to be delusional to make this thing work. Because you are growing this from zero, okay, from the bottom. And you want to get it to be something successful. Whatever your success means to you. But you're trying to get to that bag, sis. So, yeah, you have to really believe in yourself. And I say imposter syndrome is real out here, okay? I kid you not. Every other day, every other week, I'm already going through imposter syndrome. And like, should I do this? Should I be doing this? Is this right? Is this for me? You know, I don't know. Like, is this for me? Can I do this? Maybe I should give up. Maybe I should go back and, you know, and to do what you were doing, because you know you were doing it, you could do it, and it's easy. So like there, many times I'm like, okay, I can go back to being a manager and make some money real quick. Yeah, you know, I gotta work all these hours, but I know I can get that quickly. You know, while I'm in the process of still, you know, growing my business. Because sometimes you don't get sales every day, especially when you're a new entrepreneur. There might be times you don't get sales for months. Let alone days, weeks, whatever, but months. You know, so you have to kind of really keep yourself going through that. And I think one of the other things that's important is just really celebrate the small wins. Like, even if you get one sale, you know, for the month, like, celebrate that you got that, because that's something you probably didn't get the last month, or you never know, or that may be your first sale. Whatever, celebrate it, be proud of yourself, because you can keep going and feel good. Because it's challenging out here to really, your mindset has to be on point. Like, you have to really work and change your mindset with that to really keep you going and understand. Another thing that I think people don't realize and understand, it's so hard to compare yourself to other people that you see, especially on Instagram, you know, on social media. Like, we see, oh my God, I'm sold out. Oh my God. All the, you know, you're like, what about me, baby? Like, I'm over here. Like, please, please, please. Like, what about me? Like, you know, so you can't compare yourself to other people, because it's a sure way to get you to feeling sad and imposter syndrome kicking in really quickly, you know. So it's something, it's easier said than done sometimes, but I just think, you know, trying to find those outlets of other people that are like you, that are, you know, in the same boat as you, so you could have someone to talk to, support group. I know for me, I don't quite have that yet, and I'm trying to work on it, and I'm trying to get myself out there. That's another reality of it, that, you know, you have to really get yourself uncomfortable and put yourself out there. And it takes time. Like, people think, oh, you could just, oh yeah, go and do this. And people tell me, oh yeah, you can go do this. And you'd be like, I don't want to go do that. I mean, okay. But, you know, it's so many things. Your insecurities, those things like that are tested, you know, a lot. And you have to really just put your best foot forward. You have to go out there. Everything's not gonna be perfect. I think for me, sometimes I think perfectionism is my biggest weakness sometimes, and it's also my greatest strength. And I say this because I want things to be perfect. I want this to be that, and then, but that also could have gone to make me paralyzed to do anything, because I'm like, oh my God, it has to be perfect, it has to be this way, and it's not this way, and I'm like, okay, I can't do it now, and I need to go back and I need to research or how this can be better. And then it's like, sometimes you just need to go and do it. It might not be the best, it might be the, you know, crap, but at least you get better as time go on. But also with it, on the flip side, I say it's one of my good strengths as well too, is that I'm not gonna put out crap, you know what I mean? Like, far as my quality of products and things like that, and just my customer service, you know, all those other things, like, I'm gonna want to strive for the best. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna get this because it's just this, and just give it out whatever things. Like, I want to give a great experience. I want to have, you know, things to be top-notch the way it should be, because that's my brand, that's my name on it, you know. That's what I'm creating, and, you know, so those are those challenges as well. I mean, there's so many. I think cash flow is another thing. As I always say, I think 50% of businesses fail in the first 5 years because of cash flow, which is true. Like, I think, you know, at first I definitely had more money set aside for my business. And then, like, now I'm like, okay, I don't have as much money. So it's taking me some time to get the things that I really want to do. So I'm, like, trying to bootstrap a lot of things. So I think with bootstrapping and those things now, and I understand it, it's like, it's a lot of more lit where I have to put a lot more time back into my business as well, which at this point I have the time. So I'm putting the time in it, but also I split my time for my job and things like that. So then I think I have to go back to that again, and just really just trying to put a lot more of the time, sweat equity in the business. And then, you know, back to funneling some money and things like that as well. So I just been sitting down this month, last month, but now just this month, just figuring out other strategies I'm going to use and things like that as well and whatnot. And I also need to work just a little more hours of my job so I can be able to fund my business and things like that. I'm looking into, like, grants. I'm looking into business lines, credit, things like that as well. To, you know, just try to get it and whatnot. Also, another thing that people don't really, the struggles, realities, the things that for new entrepreneurs and business owners that people might not realize. Your families and friends are not your audience. They're not your customers. Yeah, now granted, some of them might buy from you because they want to support you, but they're not going to support you in the way you think you need support. And they're not going to understand. And it's something different for them. So, and it's going to be challenging and hard to see that, because you're just like, but you're my family. Like, you should support me. Like, what's going on? Like, but, and it's okay, and you shouldn't expect them to support you and things like that. Because, you know, sometimes, I'm telling you, your strangers out here will be your biggest supporter. And it's nothing to say or talk down about your family or going against family. No, I'm not saying that. It's just something different from them. They're used to seeing you in this way. They're used to you doing these things, but now you're doing something different. You know, your friends, yeah, you can't go out. You may not go out as much as you used to. And they're like, oh my God, girl, you never go out, or you don't do this, or we don't do this. And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm building the life that I want right now. I'm building something more for myself. So I can't, you know, do that. I'm sorry, I'm gonna catch you in the air, but just bear with me. I tell my friends, to my best friends, I tell them all the time, like, look, just bear with me, okay? I promise you, you know, in the future, like, this is all gonna pay back, and we're gonna be out here living our best lives, and it's gonna just, you know, just, you're gonna be there for the long ride, but just, you gotta hold me down now while I'm at the bottom, okay? And then we're gonna be up there, but, so, it is, and then sometimes I just have, some days I'm working my business a lot, like, all day, and, you know, I don't spend time with my husband as much, but he's understanding in that sense, so. But like I said, it's just, it's going to be different. Like, you have to be different. You can't do the same thing that you've been doing to do something different, to get a different result. What they say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. Yeah. So if you're building a business, you can't do the same things you've been doing. Yeah, I know you want to go out. You want to go to brunch. It's about to be summer. Oh my God, it's going to get warm. I understand. And we want to go out and be in these streets all day. Especially now with, you know, COVID numbers going down and things like that. But you have to remember, like, what is your priority? What is your focus on? And you have to do that. And you have to grind for that. Now, also, don't be so focused and you grind that you don't find some kind of little balance in there. Like, you know, you still need to give yourself self-love, self-care, and do some things that will make you happy, because then you get so worked up and just working, stressed out and burnt out, and you kind of lose yourself in a sense in that way. So you do have to find a healthy balance, but more of it's going to be more of the working balance, and then just a little bit to just to feel, make you feel good. Like, you know, for me, that is maybe going out to eat by myself sometimes. Like, I will go, I don't care. I will go sit down at a restaurant and go out to eat, because I like to eat, and that's just something for me I like to do. So if I might say, you know, when I get paid, we'll just do that and whatever, and then I won't do that. Or getting my hair done, you know, to maybe feel good, or my nails, things like that. That's the upkeep and stuff like that. But just those little things like that are good, you know, for yourself, and just kind of giving you a little, you know, work-life balance a little here to make you feel good. You know, self-care is definitely very important while you're being a business owner and entrepreneur or whatever, you know, you're doing in that realm. So I think that's just quite a few that I just gave you of struggles and realities of running a business. Like I said, there's so many more, but, you know, just stay positive, stay, you know, just keep going. I know it's so hard to see and think that, you know, what you're doing is good, or is it going to work? Is it going to, you know, you don't know, you can't see it, but just got to keep believing in it. And you got to keep pushing yourself. You got to keep doing everything that you can, and you got to work. You got to put in the effort. Like, you got to put in the work. You got to put in the work. And I'm not just saying this just to you. I'm saying this to myself, because, you know, there's days I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to relax today, but then I'm just like, okay, you gotta get on it. Like, you gotta get on it, because the more you work in your business, I'm telling you, it's crazy, the more you work in your business, it start working back in return for you. And, you know, so it's just like, you gotta work, you gotta keep working on it. So, all right guys, so stay tuned for the next episode.